Exposed, the Ghost Train Fire, hosted by Caro Meldrum Hanna.
It's been an absolute night of tragedy here at the Leonard Park in North Sydney.
I can hear screams everywhere.
The fire started at the Ghost Train.
That's the last time I saw my four friends.
The four boys were among seven people incinerated.
I saw shooting flames that weren't gold.
They came to the house, two young detectives.
Have a listen to this.
Please cover that up.
That fire was deliberately lit.
What do you think caused this fire?
Arson.
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 The investigation was rigged.
It's corruption.
Well, that's murder.
That's murder.
It's time for the truth.
It's never too late.
Papers called me the luckiest boy alive. There I am. I've been sedated. And that got splashed across the paper.
Survivor Jason Holman was 12 years old.
I never felt lucky. In fact, I'd felt shit. There's the kid, there's that boy. And the attention didn't do me any good. And it hasn't done me any good ever since. It has been the worst thing that's happened to me, the attention. For 40 years, I've always just wondered what actually happened to my four friends that night. It's taken me 40 years to find this opportunity to finally tell my story. This is a day that I've been building to for such a long period of time, and here it is. I chose to talk about this and enter into it, and it's going to be tough. I've reached the age of 53, I turned 54 this year, and I've had a wonderful, wonderful life. I don't try and live my life for those boys or those families, because obviously there was a fair amount of guilt to be a survivor. What they experienced in that the final seconds of their life. I'm glad I didn't get to see it.